Reading. All healthcare students have to practice their medical study at a teaching hospital, where they need to care for real patients as part of their study. It is very challenging for them, but I would like to tell you that they can make a difference in their patients' lives. This story is such a good example of that. Shona was one of the medical students of Team C when I took over the team on the first day of the month. A day earlier, she had picked up a patient, a young woman named Kim, who had suffered from portal vein thrombosis, PVT, and had been transferred to UW Hospital from Alaska. The senior resident on the team told me of the IC reception Shona had received. Shona was told by the patient that she didn't like her. She felt she did not know enough to be involved in her care, and she was annoyed by all the questions Shona had asked her. The first day I saw the patient with Shona, the patient tore into Shona, telling her in front of me that she was incompetent and annoying. After we left the room, I asked Shona if she would feel more comfortable if she followed a different patient on the team. She asked me a good question. Is becoming a doctor all about being comfortable? She wished to continue her care of the young woman. We quickly learned that Kim had many reasons to be upset. Her PVT occurred in the period shortly after delivering her child. She was told in Alaska that there was nothing more they could do for her and that she would probably not live more than a few years. She arrived at the UW hospital and was told by the liver specialist that she could not be helped by a liver transplant, which was the one hope she had clung to. Shona told me she felt this young woman felt abandoned by the doctors in Alaska who referred her to the UW. She then said to me, "Even though Kim doesn't like me, I don't want to abandon her." I was touched by Shona's dedication and commitment. The next morning on rounds, Kim again stated how much she disliked Shona, how she felt she was incompetent, and how angry she was to be at the UW. I asked Shona again if she wanted to continue. She was even more determined to try and help the patient. The next morning was Kim's 21st birthday. Shona entered her room quietly and put a bouquet of flowers by her bed. When Kim awoke, she was surrounded by her nurse, Shona, and the rest of the team singing happy birthday to her, complete with a birthday cake that Shona had ordered and bought for her. Kim cried and then smiled for the first time since she had arrived at the UW hospital. She gave Shona a hug. She cried tears that had been ready to be released for weeks. When I returned later that morning to check on Kim, she told me how thankful she was that Shona had not given up on her. She told me how scared she was of dying alone and of never seeing her baby again. She was so touched by Shona's kindness to her when she felt her treatment of Shona was so cruel. She felt that today, on her birthday, she was really seen as a person and not as an interesting medical case. From that day on, whenever we talked to Kim, she would always refer to Shona as her doctor and wanted to make sure Shona was in agreement with any treatment plans the consultants or the team had. Kim left the hospital after a 2-week stay, returning to Alaska and her baby. About a week later, a large box addressed to Shona and Team C arrived at the 6th-floor nursing station of the UW hospital. I opened the box and found a package with a tag for Dr. Pao, residents, and nurses. Then I found 6 packages all with tags that read, "For Shona, my doctor." That seemed about right. I paid Shona and had her come up to the floor to see this beautiful testimony to her caring.